Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. China and Russia are the reason for the confusion surrounding the United States-North Korean summit. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon will give us insight into this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about the cancellation of that summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un?
Well, Jimmy, I found it predictable, having dealt with certainly North Korea for 40 years plus. The type of behavior we've seen from Kim Jong-un was evident in his father and in his grandfather. I do believe that it's because of his mentors in Beijing and Moscow that he has really changed his behavior and his invitation that he issued to the president following the Olympics. I believe that President Xi, who subsequently met with him about a month ago, said much the same message, and that is, young man, you need to understand that based upon the 19th Congress of October of 2017, I'm going to be the leader for life, much like Mao Zedong. I also provide you with about 90% of all your foreign exchange. Therefore, it would behoove you, understanding that China is going to be the world's economic superpower and we're a rising military power, which will put us into position probably ahead of the United States by the mid part of the century, it's probably prudent to follow me. And oh, by the way, Mr. Trump is only going to be in office no more than 7 more years. And just in the last day or so, we've seen additionally another mentor moving into town. Vladimir Putin sent Lavrov, who is his foreign minister, to counsel with a young man in Pyongyang. No doubt that Putin, being an authoritarian much like President Xi, delivered a very similar message. You need to use some of the tricks that we taught your father and your grandfather. Jimmy, people need to understand that in 1950, before the North Koreans invaded South Korea, that Kim Jong-un's grandfather was on the phone with Stalin, and Stalin hesitated to send the North into the South. The politics of that region are sophisticated, but they're also steeped in history, and we need to appreciate that.
Bob McGinnis with the insight into the confusion surrounding the United States-North Korean summit. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Bob McGinnis's background in military strategic planning gave him the insight for explaining the game playing that is going on surrounding the United States-North Korean summit. Biblically, you must remember that North Korea is a part of those kings of the East, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, that are the major players at the end of the tribulation period. That prophecy will be fulfilled at least 7 years from today. However, today, the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...